Unit 16. M-shaped society.
Reading passage.
The rich get richer and the poor get poorer. It's an old saying that a lot of people feel is true. However, while many countries have a clear rich and poor divide, they also tend to have strong middle classes. But is this model breaking down? A popular new idea, the M-shaped society, says that in some places it is. There is an ongoing debate as to whether or not more and more countries are becoming M-shaped, particularly Taiwan. The model was put forward in 2006 by Japanese writer Kenichi Ome. He was describing Japan's economic changes in the 1990s. According to the model, wealth is spread out like an M. The rich and poor are the two peaks on each side of the letter. The wealthy tend to be very rich, while the poor face hard times. The middle class in the center of the letter is falling. As its wages decrease, it has had a hard time improving its situation. What about Taiwan? From the 1970s through the 1980s, Taiwan went through a so-called economic miracle. There were jobs for everyone and daily goods were affordable. Recently, though, many people have noticed a big change. Prices are rising across the board for food, housing, energy costs, and more. That's making a lot of people nervous. However, according to the M-shaped model, wages should also be falling. Yet, that is not the case in Taiwan. From 1994 to 2006, average monthly salaries in the industrial and services sectors rose 10,418 NT, which is about $340 US. During the same period, salaries in the manufacturing sector also rose 11,490 NT, which is about $377 US. On the other hand, the gap between low and high income earners is growing. In 2006, the average yearly income for high income workers was 1.82 million NT, or about $60,000 US. It was only 304,000 NT, which is $10,000 US for low income workers. Also, the number of people living in poverty rose from 116,225 in 1991 to 218,151 in 2006. So, Taiwan, among other countries, is clearly going through changes. The numbers show that the rich are getting richer, and there is a growing rich-poor divide. At the same time, high prices are hurting a lot of people, who say wages are not rising fast enough. Time will tell if the middle class, the heart of the economy, can maintain its strength.